Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back here from Rhode Island, just outside of the Providence area in Smithfield, Rhode Island. This is Monmouth University football right here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting today on 1160 and 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. Monmouth leading at the half 21-3 over Bryant. Our halftime show today is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Time to take a peek at the scores from around the country with our out-of-town scoreboard. That is presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. This might take a little longer than normal as the connection not great from where we sit right now, but let's do the top 25 at the FBS level first, where Wisconsin, the number 22 team of the country, leads Indiana 27-0. It is Iowa State on top of Oklahoma by a score of 10-3. The Sooners coming in number 18 in the country, both of those games in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, UCF leads Temple 12-7. Number 3, Ohio State, trying to remain undefeated, on top now of Illinois 28-0. 3:30 games to kick off. Number 23, Miami, on the road at Duke. 16th ranked Michigan State will visit Nebraska. Number 24, Texas, welcoming in number 12, Oklahoma State. Second ranked Florida State, trying to stay alive in the national championship picture. They will play host to Syracuse. Number 7, Auburn, welcoming in number 25, Georgia. And 6th ranked Oregon, getting sent for a 4 o'clock kickoff with Utah. Coming up on the night slate this evening, number 10, South Carolina, taking on Florida down in Columbia. A 5th ranked Baylor will entertain Texas Tech. Number 20, Louisville, hosting Houston. Number 1, Alabama, on the road this evening at 7:45, squaring off against Mississippi State. 4th-ranked Stanford taking on USC, that one in Los Angeles. And 19th-ranked Arizona State will take on Oregon State, that game at 9:30 tonight. Monmouth leading here as we switch gears over to the FCS level and take a peek at the Northeast Conference scoreboard. Bryant, of course, still an NEC member. They are 2-3 on the year there. Sacred Heart leading Robert Morris 14-0. Wagner on top of St. Francis PA 10-7. And also Duquesne with a 10-7 advantage right now on Central Connecticut State. The game between Robert Morris and Sacred Heart, a huge contest as the league playoff picture becoming a little bit more clear. In the Big South Conference today, Presbyterian, Coastal Carolina are scoreless. VMI taking on the Citadel, that one scoreless. Charleston Southern will square off at Gardner-Webb, the league championship right now. Charleston Southern's to win or lose, and Liberty with a 3:30 kickoff set for a bit later on today. Step out, take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie Iacopinti rejoins you for our halftime interview with Greg Viscomi. Talk about this one as MU leads 21-3. We're out for 2 minutes. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we continue rolling along our Surf Taco halftime show. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Monmouth leads Bryant 21-3 at halftime. We are high above Bulldog Stadium in Smithfield, Rhode Island. Monmouth with their last road game of the year, leading the Bulldogs, as we now take a few minutes with Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. Greg made the trip up with us, up to New England. And Greg, so far it's been a pretty fruitful trip for the football team. Defense looks good. Offense has been good enough to stake this team to 2 touchdowns of the 3 they've scored and this ultimate 21-3 advantage.
Yeah, definitely. I think everything that the coaches kind of talked about that could happen during the week is happening. Coach Jeff Gallo said that he thought that Mike McLafferty could have a big day based on some of the pictures that they were showing. And you can actually hear the coaches, the opposing team's coaches downstairs where I'm sitting, and they're yelling every time Mike gets the ball thrown to him, because he is open, and whatever they're doing, they're going to have to compensate for that, which you know opens up the other very talented wide receivers. O-line doing a pretty good job. You saw him pick up on run blocking with Julian, who of course went over 1,000 yards, became the only the third player in school history to surpass 1,000 yards. So that was pretty good, and the defense has just been as good as advertised. I mean, they are harassing Westerhout and just making some abysmal throws. Peyton Minich with that blitz, I thought the blitzes that are being dialed up were really good. One play I'm sure you guys talked about was a third down, and Nick Carroll just came flying in from the safety position, forced a quick throw, and that was really good, big play. So they're dialing up some blitzes. You saw Demersion with a sack. You saw Peyton Minich with the sack and a forced fumble. Just a really great play on both sides of the ball. And, of course, special teams have been pretty good, save for the blocked punt. But are you going to get one blocked? Got some, you get a little bit of momentum off of it. You know, you get 35 yards, and then all of a sudden the defensive punt block team comes out. Tevin Brandon comes away with a touchdown. So it's been a really complete game. 21-3. I mean, it really isn't even as close as the score is saying.
The defense has continued their more than solid, really spectacular play throughout what seems like the last month and a half of the season. And you mentioned Julian just being the third individual to go over 1,000 yards. David Sinisi, that is, doing it a couple of times, and Chris Reed, the others. Well, Monmouth has the chance over this next game and a half for a fourth player to join him. KB Asante, I know, came into the game with just under 900 yards total. Had a couple good carries in the first half. You have to think we're going to see more of KB, and especially Julian, as the second half wears on.
Yeah, and I think Monmouth's doing a really nice job running the ball, and credit the staff for sticking with it. You know, there was a couple times that Bryant's got that big defensive line. There's a couple guys on there that are just dudes. And there was a lot of penetration. You know, Julian does a nice job of getting back to the line of scrimmage. You get a couple runs for basically 1 yard or no yards. And then all of a sudden they start to get to the edges and things start. You start to watch, the guards, Peter Ireland, getting out on the edge. And when you get those big bodies moving on, even on an outside linebacker, but really when you get them on a safety or on a corner, all of a sudden Julian hits that edge. And that's exactly what happened on this close side. He was helped out by a nice blocking by Neil Sterling and a couple other wideouts downfield. The run game, I think, is really going to pick up. And the big thing is now 21-3. Monmouth's defense gets a stop coming out here. It's going to be Bryant just throwing the ball. And they've done an okay job. You know, they've hit those 8 yard outs. I think I wrote on Twitter a couple times, Monmouth's D did a great job on first down. Then on second down, they're hitting these 8 yard outs. Not even to Jordan Harris, who only has the one catch off the fake punt. And then on third down, it's third and manageable, and that's how they were able to move the ball early. But then all of a sudden you see them start to pin their ears back, which is such a terrible cliche. I can't believe I just used it. But the Monmouth defense pin their ears back, and then they're forcing these third and longs, and now you just have to chuck it up. And that just plays right into the hands of guys like Pat O'Hara and Darnell Leslie and, Dave Demersion, who's becoming a ridiculous blitzing linebacker, John Sikowski, Clark Coe. I mean, this defense has got it going on. So I think you're going to see a lot of big things in the second half, and hopefully the Hawks can come away with a win and send it back home against Duquesne for the season finale.
MU trying to get over 500 for the first time this year. They lead Bryant 21-3 at halftime. Speaking with Greg Viscomi in his normal halftime spot here at halftime on the Shore Sports Network. And Greg, this was part two of a trip for a few other of our athletic department co-workers that came up with us. We stopped off at the MAC soccer tournament, men's soccer semifinals last night up in Fairfield. The Hawks getting a thrilling win in penalty kicks over Manhattan. They advanced to Sunday's final against former NEC foe Quinnipiac. So the women got a win, winning both the regular season and MAC tournaments, ultimately losing to Penn State yesterday to cap what was a tremendous season for them. And now the men have a chance to do the soccer twofer on Sunday. And again, we're still wrapping up this fall season, but that'd be huge if MU can go out, win both soccers year one in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I think you'd love to see that. And Rob McCourt's team just getting it done like Rob McCourt teams do. Defense, defense, defense. Spectacular goalie play. I'd love to know if Klonowski maybe was a little ticked off that he wasn't goalkeeper of the year. I know talking with Greg Ott, there were some good reasons why maybe he wasn't compared to Quinnipiac's guy, whoever it was. But you know what he did? He said, okay, great. You don't want to make me, you don't think I'm the best goaltender? I'm going to go out on PKs and I'm going to snuff out the first two. And then the third one doesn't even reach the 30-foot goal or however big it is. And the Hawks come away with a win. So that's awesome. I couldn't be happier for McCord and Hugh McDonald. I know in the beginning of the year, they always dial that schedule up, play a very tough schedule, and it was slow going with a couple of wins, and then right back to it. You get right into the MAC, the meat of the MAC schedule, and they come out with an RSC in their first year. regular season championship, as they like to call it. And it'd be great to come away with another. I'd love to be going to another selection show party on Monday for the men's soccer team. So hopefully they get it done. Against Quinnipiac. How about that? Two teams defected from the NEC and end up in the MAC and then come out and get the win. You got to love that.
And then obviously the seasons that are already started and for the most part right around the corner as far as getting into the meat of those schedules, men's and women's hoops. Coach Jenny Palmateers, Hawks still looking for their first win of the season, but Coach Rice got to win his first game of the year against Hofstra. Tough loss against Penn last time out. And they're next in action Monday night. Matt and I will be at the Prudential Center for a game with in-state rival Seton Hall. So we know hoops, which is the big seasons on campus, obviously. And we love all the sports, but basketball is tremendous. And especially with the MAC and in the first season in MAC play, the MAC, that is, it's a lot of excitement on campus, and I know once football ends, you dive headfirst into that too, and I know we're all excited for this first season in the new league.
It's been great, and it's going to be great, and I think King and both Jenny, you know, it's kind of rebuilding years for them. I think King's got 8 freshmen, 9 that have never, you know, 9 guys on the squad that haven't played before, and Jenny's got a host of new players, but the one thing you notice is that both squads got bigger. Taller, thicker, and I don't mean that in a bad way on the women's side. You know, and I think that's what you need to compete in this league. You got to be bigger inside. You got to be bigger at the guard positions too. I mean, it's just the nature of the league, and I'm really excited for it. I saw a couple kids play. You know, Justin Robinson, Josh James. They were very, very good. You know, the Penn game was tough, and Penn's a good Ivy League team, and the Ivy League teams have traditionally given us some trouble, especially the better ones. So I just think that was good. A good game, and now they go into a rough stretch where they got a couple Big East teams, and that'll be interesting to see how these kids respond to playing against Big East caliber teams. I'm excited for it, but I'm really excited for the second half of this game and the season finale against... Sorry, I was just distracted by one of the Bryant punters just shanking one into our entire group of players. I really hope somebody takes that out on the field in a clean and sporting fashion, because sportsmanship does count, Eddie. So anyway, wrap my point. Basketball season's great. I still want another I still want another 6 quarters of football, though.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Monmouth leading Bryant 21-3. Greg mentioned it. Final game next week at home against Duquesne at Monmouth Stadium. 12 o'clock kick. It's Hall of Fame Day. Greg, as always, we appreciate a few minutes. It's been a good year of Greg Viscomi halftime interviews.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
I think we'll have to maybe do a cut-up, get something on the social media with some of the highlights.
We got enough stuff to cut up.
Greg, we appreciate a few minutes. Check out Greg's tweeting all second half on the official Monmouth football Twitter account, at MUHawksFB. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Eddie.
That's Monmouth assistant AD Greg Viscomi joining us at halftime. Monmouth leads Bryant 21-3. We step out for a 60-second timeout. We welcome Matt Harmon back into the, well, it's not really a booth, the open-air press box for the second half play-by-play. You're listening to Monmouth Football on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And as we bring you back to close halftime, we'd like to take a second to thank our premier sponsors for their continued support of Monmouth football and also Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network all season long. We'd like to thank our friends at World Subaru on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, all of the great McClune's restaurants, and all of the great Surf Taco locations. Thank you all for your tremendous support all season long.
Sixth meeting in the overall series between these two teams, as Monmouth with a 4-1 advantage. Only time that Bryant able to win was last year. Last time that Monmouth was up here, actually turned out to be a thrilling game. 40-35, the contest was won by the Hawks. That was unfortunately the game that Kyle Frazier was knocked out of a couple of years back. Craig Peterson came in and was able to lead Monmouth to the victory on that day.